Happy Tuesday and welcome back to another episode of Wedding Day Match. We have a very exciting episode today featuring a vendor who literally writes wedding vows for a living. Oh yeah, it's a thing, and we've got advice on how you can write yours like a pro too. Wedding vows are one of the most sacred things about weddings. And while there was a time when it was tradition to stand up in front of your family and friends and speak your vows, times have certainly changed. Now, more and more couples are deciding to share a private moment before the ceremony where they declare their vows to one another. It's intimate, romantic, and, well, pretty darn perfect. Plus, if you don't want to do a first look, you don't have to. You can merely stand back to back and read your vows. Alternatively, if you're looking to do a first look or even first touch, you can still do your vows in that moment too. Of course, tradition hasn't totally gone out the window, and there are still couples who choose to save their vows until the ceremony, sharing the moment when they say I do. With all that, no wonder there's so much pressure placed on writing your wedding vows. That's why we got with Caitlin Peterson from Caitlin's Wedding Words to dish on all of it. You can probably recite traditional vows right now. They include language like to have and to hold from this day forward. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. I will love and honor you all the days of my life. On the other hand, non-traditional vows are not your parents' vows. They're the more modern way. They involve opting to write your own vows using words you think best expresses what's in your heart. This is where Peterson's advice is key. So let's dive right in. Your wedding vows, Peterson recommends, should be between 2 to 4 minutes long. The goal should be to convey everything that's important, remove any superfluous details, and communicate your story in the most succinct way possible. You may have heard your best friend, brother, or even sister didn't sit down to write their vows until the night before, but that might not be the best idea. In fact, Peterson suggests you start a month before the wedding. Many couples leave this task until the week or even the night before. Instead, give yourself time to keep revisiting your vows so you can edit them into something that is really representative of your love story. You should spend more time editing your vows than writing them. Editing is what turns a first draft into vows you'll be confident to recite. Also, practice reciting your vows out loud several times before the big day. So when you're staring at a blank page and have no idea what to write, you're going to want some advice. So here goes, advice from Peterson. First, definitely include promises. Many people write vows that detail why they love their new spouse. This is great for a section of your vows, but the promises are what really make vows vows. So be sure to include 3 to 6 specific promises. She recommends varying the tone of the promises so that the majority are sweet and serious, while a couple are more playful and humorous. Second, she also recommends a balance of sweet and serious with some lighthearted humor throughout. Just be sure to stick to jokes that are fun and cute rather than cringeworthy. And third, if you're going to include anything that isn't custom written, like quotes, make sure that it has deep significance to your relationship. Custom vows are an opportunity to personalize your feelings. If you choose a random love quote, your vows won't feel as authentic. Instead, opt for a quote that really embraces who you two are and your unique love story. How about inside jokes, you might be wondering? Inside jokes are tough, Peterson says. Your vows should be a true reflection of you two, but you also want them to stand the test of time. So ask yourself if this inside joke will still be funny or meaningful decades from now. If not, perhaps leave that joke out of your vows and instead include it in a wedding day letter or card for your spouse. Which, by the way, we have on our website, cards and vow books, that is. So hop on and check it out. If you shop with us, you'll save 15% too. And that's a wrap. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. And if you did, please give us 5 stars. Leave us a review and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to weddingdaymatch.com, where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.